When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the time for a beer or a wine, old-fashioned or whiskey sour. My favorite place with my favorite people, and these are the sounds of Happy Hour.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the Happy Hour podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm here with my happy co-host, Ryan Rosenberg. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Dan.
Victoria Longwell.
Hey, Dan.
And Talia Tabin.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Talia. Hey, Victoria. Hey, Ryan. And hey, everyone out there absolutely rocking your heads to Tim Blaine's theme song. Happy February. Happy Valentine's Day.
Whoa. That's right. It's the week of love.
It's the week of love.
All right. Not a lot to say for any of us. Great.
Well, not a lot to say.
All I could think of saying was we made out before this. And then I thought maybe that's not the thing to say.
That's inappropriate.
Why? I don't know.
It's just so inappropriate.
Kind of spitting in the face of the week or the day.
Yeah.
Because we're not each other's Valentines. Yeah.
No, don't but I do love of all of you.
Yeah.
It's a serious, serious holiday.
It's not a holiday.
I love an angry smile. It's a big
deal. It's a really serious holiday.
Serious holiday.
You're pissing me off.
What happened this week? Usher made the world horny.
Yeah, what'd you guys think of that performance?
Loved it.
Pretty good.
I thought it was very good. I was quite nervous about the sound for the first part. I think I already maybe said this to you.
We did talk about this. Yeah. His mic was in a weird place.
It was in a weird place. Yeah. But then, I mean, Alicia, gorgeous.
Yes.
Oh, the two of them. What a
queen. It's so fun to watch them.
It is a romance on stage. I mean, I know it's not a romance, but when people do,
they acted it. They performed it.
Yeah. Funny to do a lounge act at a standing weird piano. That little thing they had was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
I love the way it looked. I love the Vegas of it all. I love Vegas. I love.
Do you love Vegas?
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, that's right. You do love Vegas.
What do you like? The lights,
what
the
do you
gambling,
like about Vegas?
Alcoholism.
Check. I like. No, I like the hospitality of Vegas. Mm. I like that. I love the idea of a casino where everything is in one place, little community all there, everything you need. I love the great food. I love the drinks. I do think gambling can be fun. Mm-hmm. I know there's a sinister side of it, but
sinister
side.
Love it.
It can be a little
and
sinister.
I love shows.
Yeah.
I love shows.
It's a place built on hospitality and entertainment.
Come on. Mm-hmm. And I also love that you could go to any of those nice restaurants and some people could be really dressed up and some people could be in like a t-shirt and sneaks and nobody cares.
In Vegas.
You get the same hospitality.
I find Vegas hospitality to be like a funny thing because it's the only city that I know of where once you cross into it, there's an agreement that everyone is kind of trying to screw you. Like everyone's trying to take your
everyone's
money in Vegas
house.
And you just that's just what we're all agreeing on is like you can't get mad that people sent you to some like terrible club because the club pays them to send people there and they're like it's the best club in Vegas and then you show up and it's like oh this sucks.
Yeah. To be fair, I've never done a club in Vegas.
No, but kind of thing feels like it's always happening.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I love all the casinos. I love the themes.
Yeah.
I love
what's your favorite casino?
Circus. I've never been to Circus.
Let me guess, you're a Circus gal.
Yeah, I'm 7 years old.
Really low ceilings at Circus.
Oh, really?
Feel very claustrophobic.
And extra smoke. Somehow they pump extra smoke in
At Circus. I don't know Vegas that well, but you make me want to go to Vegas with you.
Yeah, I know people who don't like Vegas. Plenty of people who don't like Vegas.
You ever do the spa in Vegas?
I haven't, but I want to do one of those rain rooms or whatever. The Venetian?
Really?
Where you say
when
that
you go
is.
To Vegas, you have to add the spa into your routine.
To detox Vegas.
It's amazing. Yeah. And I don't really ever go to like a nice spa.
Yeah.
But these are like, just like there's fancy nice restaurants in Vegas. These are like fancy spas from whatever. This one at the Palazzo that we've gone to, Canyon Ranch.
Oh, it's the one with like the 32 rooms or something.
Canyon Ranch.
Feels like there might be 32. I don't know how many rooms there are.
But there's a lot of different rooms, one of which is a rain room or something.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
I want to go to Canyon Ranch. I want to do Canyon Ranch.
Well, because I like staying at the Venetian where everyone's a king or queen.
Yes, that's royalty.
And we should go there.
I would love to. Question, do they have shows that are not just concerts? Because sometimes they get bored at concerts.
Oh, they have plenty of shows that aren't concerts.
What would be like do you include Magic into like concerts or Cirque du Soleil into like concerts?
What about Magic Mike?
I would go to Magic Mike. No thank you to regular Magic and no thank you to Cirque du Soleil.
Okay, no thank you to those two.
I guess what I'm asking is, do they have any musicals there?
Yeah, so
I'll take you to Frank Caliendo and you'll have a great time.
I don't actually know what's there right now, but when I first was going, Jersey Boys was there was at the Paris, which is where I first stayed when I went to Vegas. So when you'd get in the elevators, they'd be playing the music from Jersey Boys and we went and saw it.
I love
exactly.
Oh my God. You know what? Sold.
Usher is starting his residency.
You know what? I wouldn't get bored during that. Actually, yeah. I feel like I would be okay at a concert.
I'm kind of with you. I actually really like concerts, but a Vegas concert where it's like, oh, we're going to be here for a few hours and it's a whole thing. Yeah. Like those Taylor Swift shows all seem insane to me.
Oh no, I totally loved that Taylor Swift show.
Wasn't it like 3 hours?
I think it was like 3.5.
Jesus Christ.
And then I went and saw the movie. So maybe do you like
in the same day?
No. I wish.
I didn't know you liked Taylor that bad.
I do. I really like Taylor.
Makes sense.
I think it got bigger after I went to the concert.
How much you like Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's because I was just like, her live.
Holy shit. All these eras?
Swifty.
I don't know if you'd like Vegas. Here's why.
Yeah, tell me. I've been to Vegas.
Oh, okay, great.
I've been to a club. Things. But I was babysitting. Not really babysitting. Mm. I think I would like Victoria style Vegas. Yeah. I think I went to my friend. Well, it was like a friend's birthday, whatever. And they were doing Molly maybe or something.
Oh, God.
And I didn't want to. So then I was like the babysitter.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's tough.
But like we went to a club and I think we went to... Oh my God, I got to call somebody and ask them. I think we might have gone to a fight.
Fun.
I know. In like tiny little dresses. Like what you're saying, like there's the person like in jeans next to you and you're like, I'm in an outfit.
I'm in a full club outfit.
People in their outfits in Vegas is so funny. When I first went with all my friends when we all just turned 21, we were basically in like our bar mitzvah suits, like ill-fitting, you know, guys with no money in Vegas suits. Just had the biggest bullseye on our heads for people to rip us off everywhere we turned.
Oh my God, that's so cute. I wish. Are there pictures?
I'll show you a few. I think I might still have some.
That is the weird but great thing is all the different kinds of people who come to Vegas doing their best.
Yeah.
And then you see what all those different versions are, and that's really funny.
Yeah.
I love it. It like makes my heart explode.
I love that about you.
I also started going to Vegas in March, and it was often over March Madness, which was such a fun time to be there. And I remember sitting at a bar and just getting like a little tipsy around 4 p.m. watching the games. You do a bracket just so you can be invested. Yeah. Maybe you bet on one game while you're there. It's so
oh my God. I should do this as a surprise for Tim.
Yeah.
I mean, it won't be a surprise now.
Yeah, no,
but that would be such a
nice thing. I went to Vegas with Tim.
Yeah.
I taught Tim how to play blackjack, I think.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Remember when he came back from Vegas bankrupt? Ryan Tottenham.
I do.
That was me. That was all me. You're welcome.
Thanks, Ryan.
I made a lot, though.
Wow. Did you?
You were the house. That's how you were teaching.
Yeah, I was the house. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm thinking Tim's never done this. He's done it with you guys. I'm like, oh, I know what I'll do for Tim.
Take him to his first March Madness in Vegas. He'll get a steak with his friends. we do this thing that our friend Renee introduced to us, but another group introduced to him where... The whole group puts in whatever, $50, $100, whatever you want. And you can be any game, but we do craps. You put it all on one roll.
No.
And if you win, you get like a great steak dinner with that money.
Oh, that's
and if you
so
lose,
fun.
Everyone goes to In-N-Out. So the idea is no matter what, we have a nice time.
Because I hate winning and losing.
But the energy around it, you can it's true Vegas because you can feel if the roll's going to be bad. Like one time we had one where like, oh, the vibe is off and the roll didn't work and then the vibe was just kind of a bummer. Like you really have to go into it being like, it's all okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my Vegas rule. So is, hey, fun. If you don't want to be here, you got to get away from me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because I don't want to be told that I'm gambling wrong or that I should walk away.
No, ew.
I think you are not, you don't like this, you should go.
Yeah.
You
know also, I mean? Don't you have to gamble with the idea? I mean, I don't yes. really know, but don't you have to gamble with the idea that, like, this is not money anymore? Yeah. Like, if you're going to gamble with it, yes, it's goodbye money.
But also, if you get a drink at that table.
Yeah.
If you got two drinks at mm-hmm. that table. I mean, whatever you lose, I always just go, this is the price of a night out. This
yeah,
is the
yeah,
price
yeah.
of a night out. I'm paying for my entertainment and my drinks right now.
Mm-hmm. Why? Wait, so the drinks are free? I'm confused.
If you're at a table, oh, if you're gambling, at a table. Or if you're okay. at a slot machine.
I mm-hmm. love the slot machines.
They're fun.
They're fun.
You guys.
We should go.
Vegas? I'm so excited go. Right
hey,
now.
Hey, March yeah. Madness is right around the corner.
Oh, oh my God. When is March Madness this year?
I think I'll be in Japan for
I'm
going
to say March. I think it's in March.
You got your ass.
Damn it. He's good.
Yeah.
He's fucking good.
Well, that's another name.
I'll stay on 16.
You sure? Book says hit.
Okay, I'll hit.
All right. Oh, you busted. Sorry about that.
Oh.
Hey, it's all good. Thanks, everybody, for the groans. Hey, I get all the free drinks I want here. I'm just having a nice time. It's no big deal.
It's a big deal for me. I got a lot riding on this next one.
Oh, no.
Okay, well. Yeah. Like a lot of money or a lot
Yeah,
of...
yeah. My kid's tuition.
Oh, wow.
Well, I have to deal, but that's tough to hear. I think maybe you want to do half your bet there. Why don't you just do half the bet?
You know what? You gave a terrible recommendation last time. I'm going to go opposite of you, and I'm going to do full bet this time.
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah, here we go. Yeah.
And just real quick, this is the least friendly blackjack table to the players. There's 34 decks in there.
We're constantly cycling the cards. There's absolutely no way to count. In fact, we do cheat.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. What? This is new to me. I don't know how to do it.
I'd love to play for you a little bit as a table here. You know, let's not just do one person versus the dealer. Let's work together,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So I see, Well, I see the dealer showing a five. So it's very good odds he might have 15. So what we all want to do is stay so that the dealer will hopefully get a king and bust and we'll all win.
I'm not getting up.
No, stay at the hand. Where is the drink, lady, by the way? Like, that's kind of what makes this fun for me. I would love a drink. But,
okay, you're showing a 10 against my 5?
21, 21, 21. No ace. It's a 2. I'll stay.
Okay. I'm just gonna stay. You've got a 5.
And I have a 5 just
you've
like
got
you.
A five, just
so
like
then
you.
I want to... do what you're doing.
That's right. Okay. And you've got an 8.
Okay. And I also want to stay. You see, she taps her finger as she says that. I want to stay.
All right.
What's all that right. all about? Excuse me, ma'am. Can I ask you what that's about?
That's what you do when you want to stay, right? You tap your cards. Tap, tap.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
Well, I'm going to start doing that.
Got to do it so the camera sees. Okay. Can't just be verbal. It's got to be visible.
Okay.
All right. And I've got a 5, 15, 6. That's 21. Sorry, guys.
wait.
Your kid can't go to school anymore.
Wait,
don't just say that.
I'm sorry. I told you not to do it.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Oh, my gosh. Am I seeing my first Vegas meltdown?
Wait, what?
You lost the hand. I'm sorry.
You know what? Uh-huh. I don't accept. I don't accept. This was
security.
A test round. I've never done this before.
Security.
This is a test round, and we gotta get.
I think I heard test
over.
Round before the deal. Also, I heard her say test round.
Yeah, I thought we were gonna be a whole table united together, divided apart.
Well, I definitely heard test round. I heard test round.
Listen,
I heard
the pit boss didn't see this. I was leaning over the table. We'll do one test round, but this is the last
that's
one.
So nice
that's
of you.
Thank
you.
Oh my gosh!
Is that
that's
nice?
So nice?
I don't.
Here's what I learned. Don't bet that much. On one hand, it's so much money. Okay. I think that's the lesson.
Again,
I
that was the
okay.
one. I can only block the cameras one time.
That's
I
so nice.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay.
I'm
okay.
really screwed here.
I have twins.
Drink! Right past me. I've been complimenting her so much. You see that? And she walks right past me. With
yeah,
the
I would.
They usually
I would,
like money, not compliments. Just to let you know, the compliments, you know.
Also, your compliments are a little weirdly specific.
Well, that's how she knows it's for her.
Nice
that's
fingernail how, beds.
They're
come
very
on.
Nice. You unlike know, some people.
You complimented someone's right foot earlier. What's that for?
What you have to be specific so they know it's for them. All right, and I liked specifically his right foot.
I think he made him feel bad. He was walking.
Well, yeah, the left was a bit of a bummer. So I was.
Do you know what? I don't know much about Vegas, but I did order two drinks when they were here because I thought it might be slow. Would you like one of my Bloody Marys?
Ooh, yes. Thank you.
Tap, tap, ladies.
Bloody Mary. Yeah, gotta get lucky tonight. This would be great.
Tap, tap means stay.
All right, here we go. And
Wait. I have to decide how much I'm putting in, right?
Yep, you're right.
I'm going to put in tuition for both.
We just did this. This one is not a play round. This one is real.
I know, so I got to Annie up because what if I went, you know what I mean? I got to Annie up.
Just because I'm trying to kind of imagine. It helps me with the space here.
Sure.
Did you go specifically to the savings account you have for their tuition and withdraw that money? Or are you just gambling about the amount you think their tuition would be? Do you know what I mean? Like, did you pull from a... Okay.
Wow.
So you pulled directly from their tuition accounts.
Let me just give you this little card. It's got a number on it in case you need to call. It's 1-800-I'm-in-trouble.
1-800-I'm-in-trouble.
It's for people who can't handle gambling. A lot of digits gambling.
Well, you know what I found out? Some of the extra ones are just extra. They don't actually die.
Is that right?
It's I'm in tra.
My gosh. I'm learning so much in Vegas.
Wait a second. Because I thought that was a trouser company that I...
I'm in trow.
But now
is this pants?
Or is you have this a gambling problem? That's
I have a gambling
you.
Problem. I just got here, sir. Well, obviously your children must be very young, right? You have a lot of time to make this up.
They're 15.
Oh,
so 15 twins. But then yes, we have 2-year-olds, and this is their.
This guy's enticed by 15-year-old twins, is what I'm seeing here. He kind of did and twins about your 15-year-old.
Was that meant to be a specific compliment?
Not personally enticed, but just societally, twins are cool. You know what I mean?
What? You know
I'm taking my break.
No, Steven.
All right, see you later.
Oh, no. I had such a good feeling about Steven.
That's me proving I don't have anything in my hand.
Tap, I'll stay.
Okay.
Wait.
Some people... get out of here.
Very good. Very good. Bye.
I'm leaving. Look, nothing.
You put your right hand in.
No chips in my sleeves. Nothing.
Like that's right. They have a whole new routine they have to do here because I've been cheating in different ways.
There's been a lot of cheating dealers, so we have to sort of open up the pant, shake out everything.
I liked him a lot. I hope he comes back.
It's always tough when the dealer changes. Or it could be a good change of energy, maybe. That's what
I've
heard.
Maybe it'll be a good change of energy.
Hello,
you know
new dealer. Hi.
Oh, he came with
He came with it. He came with a dance.
Clap, 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 clap.
I love
this is my kid's favorite song.
It's such a fun casino.
What is this, a Chick-fil-A casino? Is that
Yeah. It's Chick-fil-A.
Closed on Sundays.
Closed on Sundays. I've had enough.
No more.
Trying to figure out a way to get milkshakes into the drinks you were trying to get.
For Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, because do they have milkshakes? Oh, yeah. So I was trying to find a way to connect those two ideas.
That's smart.
Can we cut that line?
Let's cut it off.
Can we get that?
We're going to bleep the whole thing.
Yeah.
So they think you went on a screed.
There's a Hooters casino. You know, Hooters, the like... breast
company. Yeah, I know. You don't need to explain Hooters to me.
I go there for my mammograms.
Yeah, right.
I used to have a Hooters shirt, and my brother got so mad when my dad let me buy it. He was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, yeah?
You're going to let her wear a Hooters shirt? And I just like thought it was fun. I don't think I got the magnitude of it.
I thought it was really fun.
I was like,
when I would go travel with my family, I was like, there's a Hooters, let's get a shirt. Because it has like... you know, Amarillo, Texas. It has the location that you buy it. You know?
All the ones.
So it sounds kind of fun. But then I had one and I was like, I can't really wear this. It's too weird.
It's too weird.
For my personality, too.
Yeah, you have to be like a Chalamet or something. Mm-hmm. You have to look like ironically into Hooters.
Right. Or like be a backwards hat.
Yeah.
I don't get that this is weird guy.
Right. Yeah.
I don't want to be that.
Or just be like a what? You have something to say?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just a...
That was too much,
Victoria.
I wonder, Ryan, if I bring up my memory of our Hooters trip together, if you have the same big memory that I do.
I'm sure.
What is your memory?
Well, I don't know. What are you talking about? We had a lot of Vegas.
Not the Hooters casino. The Hooters we went to in Orange County before the Sweet 16 when you took me to U of Vegas.
Oh, I can't recall.
I'll give you a hint. It's ranch related.
I can't recall. I'm sure I'll remember.
They had really shallow ranch dips. So we were doing a bit about breaking our wrists every time we tried to dip the ranch.
Oh, they brought like half full ranches.
Yeah. God, that's
brilliant. We have a real ranch connection. I feel like whenever we're eating anything that is ranch adjacent, it always just becomes about the ranch, either wings or pizza. Like, we even have a little inside joke of like, Did you get like a ton of extra ranch, like way too much ranch?
Yeah, when you ask for like extra ranch, some people will be like, yeah, I put in one extra. And you have to be like, no, let's get extra ranch. Like, let's get extra ranch.
Right, extra. Not just the least you can do. Yeah, well, one is the least you can literally order.
And then adding one more is in almost enough for a regular amount. You know what I mean? They like make you say extra just to get what you need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want extra ranch on top of that is what I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah. Well, now they're making you pay for sauces all day long.
Ooh,
they sure are.
And you know what? Spitz left mine out, and I want to shout that out.
Okay, Spitz, Los Feliz, Hillhurst. If we can do some sort of leave dog shit on their doorstep or
actually the Eagle Rock location. Oh, the Los Feliz one, right, I'd say moved. Gold standard.
Mm. Yeah, I know you love that one.
Oh, yeah. Eagle Rock, Spitz. Bad Target, bad Spitz. Oh, that area is a nightmare.
I love Spitz for a minute, and I've kind of turned on him.
Oh, really?
I don't really like it.
I loved it for a minute, Spitz. Then I turned on him.
Now you're back.
And I'm back.
Now you're back.
You ever had those fries?
Even after what they did to your friend, you don't care.
No, I'm off now. I paid.
I love the support.
I paid for those extra balsamic vinaigrettes. And you know what else they do at the Eagle Rock location? They get their ratio wrong and go heavy on the horseradish, and that balsamic is white.
What?
I mean, it's not white, but it's, you know, gray.
No thanks.
No thank you.
No thank you.
Too much horseradish is a grave mistake.
It is. It's
maybe they misunderstand. They think you're supposed to be spitzing your food out every time you take a bite.
Oh, maybe that's it. Just like Brian.
I just spit with my reaction.
He spitzed.
Yeah, I spitzed.
Oh. Sorry.
I'm sorry to hear that. Booze cheesesteaks, while we're just calling out places.
Oh, I have never been there.
$1 extra per ranch. Mm. And it's the ranch. It's Ken's Ranch. In a package that you would get at like your cafeteria lunch.
Right, with your little salad.
Like ketchup size packet.
Like they're giving this shit away.
It's a cup.
It's in the cup.
Like a small cream cheese cup.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
But you know it's Ken's?
Yes, that's exactly the size. That's exactly the one. We know 1.5 ounces.
Well, yeah, I think it's a Ken's. It's like a bad.
Do you?
A dollar.
I just.
A dollar.
It's tough.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
The value of a dollar, this is something I'm really mad about.
I'm with you.
Where are we headed?
We're
you
fucked.
Can't do anything anymore. You have to have $1 million or nothing.
I know.
I go to the Dollar Tree sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's genius. Most stuff that I buy can be crap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It
like
is.
I got a
couple
absolutely.
Of sponges.
I get sponges. I get like little like spoons for my kitchen. Like little things that are like, why would I want to spend like $19.99 on this?
Your news.
I get the news there.
You get the news at
I get
Dollar
the Dollar Tree newspaper, and it is shoddy reporting, I'll say. But the
so
price is right.
News right now.
Well, and it's more expensive than a regular paper, which is great. Regular paper is 50 cents. Dollar Tree, you get it for a buck. It's great.
I don't, let's see. I don't go into dollar stores that often, but I think I truly have the broken brain of like, oh, you're charging more for that? Yeah, it's probably better. I just did it with... my Oral-B toothbrush replacement heads. I was getting them on Amazon, and you could get like 20 for $15 or like 8 for the same price. And I was like, well, the 8 must be better.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're that much more expensive.
Somebody's taking a little bit more care and time with these 8.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll take more care and time. It'd be a wider smile.
I fully get that.
Mm-hmm. I always used to make fun of my dad for buying like the cheap version of things. Mm-hmm. Like when the iPod came out and it was like really expensive and not that good yet, you know, the iPod mini or something like that. My dad was really big on like, you don't get the iPod. Just go buy one of these Kobe's. It's like C-O-B-Y. Yeah. I think he got it at like Ross.
Oh, yeah.
In like the weird section,
yeah,
you know?
That.
In the weird section.
And it does hold songs and whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's not better than the iPod. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now that I'm old and paying all of my own money for stuff, I'm like,
get the Kobe.
Why wouldn't I get the Kobe? I know.
Does it play 10 songs in a row? That's enough for me. I'm fine with that.
Oh my God. Yeah.
This is a thing that for some, you know what? My period's about to start and I am just in a place where my heart could break over any little detail. Mm-hmm. And I think about putting our parents through stuff for name brand things mm-hmm. as a kid and then being like, no, we can do something else. And totally. Us being so ungrateful if it totally. Wasn't that thing. Mm. Oh my gosh.
I remember like my mom would want to buy Payless shoes for me. And I'd be like, absolutely not. Oh if God, I go we to school wearing Payless, I will be outcast. And it's like, nobody gives a shit.
Nobody you know? Gives a shit.
I'll continue to be a virgin.
I will say, though, kids are scary and a little mean, and sometimes they do know.
100%.
Like, that's the thing. It's like,
they definitely
can't
knew.
Go without the Adidas zip-up jacket. What was that jacket that everybody had?
Like a starter
like
jacket?
The Run yeah. DMC kind of
oh
style.
My God. I was like, I got to get this jacket. And I feel like my mom like found something adjacent to it. And I was like, nah, yeah.
It had two right. lines instead of three yeah. down the arms.
Something yes. like yeah. it. I was totally. Also very, I just only wanted them to buy me Abercrombie and Fitch clothes.
Oh,
same. My gosh.
And then it was like, Target has to do that. And I was like, I need these Abercrombie and Fitch jeans, Mom. And I'm going to die.
Did you ever go in and crush on the model there?
Thank you so much for asking. Actually, wow, I must have subconsciously made you ask me this.
Are you about to say you were a model at Abercrombie?
I'm about to say that I worked at Abercrombie.
Wow. Wow. As are you about to say the model?
No. I worked as one of the people that
But you know
was
you have to be hot
there.
To work there, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
This was in probably 2000 and
late
23.
Two.
Really good. Really good.
And it was right. Okay. So my friend and I worked at Valley Square, Fashion Valley Square Mall, whatever. Doesn't matter. It was at the time when they started marketing jeans as skinny jeans. Mm. And so we were not models, but there were two people that like there were greeters at the, you mm-hmm. know, like the models mm-hmm. were like people who are like standing out at like the Americana or like at the Grove or something. Like mm-hmm. we just like worked in a mall. And I remember telling the people, like, I had, like, in college, I will not be standing there telling any person in the world, like, you need to buy these skinny jeans. I was like, I'm not going to be saying skinny jeans. And so they sent me to the back of the store. Like, and so they were like, wow, okay, you're not going to say it. Then you can, like, get on to the back. Also, they spray their cologne yeah. everywhere so much. Mm. And we would come home just, like, reeking yeah. of the Abercrombie & Fitch cologne.
This is what you were always like, you know, I'm kind of the Rosa Parks of fast fashion. And we were like, what do you mean? And now I know.
That was a crazy thing that Talia used to
yeah.
say.
Yeah. And it's crazy that we were like, what do you mean? And not, and we you never can't follow-
well, it's
say
a tough
that.
Thing to follow- well, it's a tough thing to even ask a follow up to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. I did say that. Yes. And now Talia, that I hear it back.
Pulling into her improv yeah. background of accepting a
I
gift.
I must say yes. My mom used to freak out. I would drag her into Abercrombie, and then Hollister became like even
oh,
cooler
yeah.
to me.
Hollister,
I
for sure.
The like SoCal surfy thing.
You need the seagull. Was
need
it a seagull?
The seagull.
It
yeah,
was a seagull.
Absolutely. And Hollister was like an even crazier version of Abercrombie.
I don't
where
think
they
I've ever
play.
Been to Hollister. I don't know what it
that's
is.
That's crazy.
Really cool. It's just like Abercrombie. Abercrombie for Southern California.
Yeah.
It's like
hell
the
yeah.
It's like the if the OC made a clothing brand
oh,
or something
cool.
like that.
Imagine, you know that place Hollister? Like a less Jewish version of that.
Where they have all the hollows yeah. and all the hollow paraphernalia.
Yeah,
totally I know that great. One. Never heard of yours, but I know that one.
But they do the same thing with the cologne and all that stuff. And then they also had like a little computer thing where you could choose the music, like jukeboxy kind
oh.
of thing. But it was the loudest music ever. And my mom would walk in there like around Christmas we
oh
go
my God,
or whatever.
For sure.
She'd be like, I don't know how anyone can stay in here. It's I'm being assaulted. you know, whatever. And like it was around Christmas and my aunt came and my uncle came and they all were like, God, how do you guys stay in here? It's yeah. crazy in here.
God, it's so real.
And then there was also that same Hollister, sorry. For some reason, people would always like let off those fart bombs in there.
What?
Like three
Wait,
times
what's
when
that?
I went to the,
Is like, that just a fart?
No, it's
somebody
like a little,
would have a big
like
tooth?
A little silver so, package that like you crush
no.
and like pop and it just makes no. a really stinky fart smell.
No,
people
no.
Mixed in, like,
with cologne. I've never been around that. I don't like that.
Oh, it's horrible. And people would just like do it in a Hollister like as a
oh,
prank or whatever.
No.
More than twice in at this like San Diego mall that I went to, there just happened to be like a fart smell in this Hollister.
No.
And it's like, I guess people think this is funny to do to the employees or something.
No. That's so mean.
Horrible.
Yeah, right. So you want some of the stink bombs right this way?
Cool, cool, yeah.
So yeah, this is, you know, it's the same as like getting razors or shampoo at the CVS section in Target now, where it's behind this wall and just got to unlock it. And,
yeah, sure, sure.
Great, and I just need your ID.
And these are full strength, right?
Oh, you wanted full strength?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, sorry, yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it behind a different glass?
Just we got to move now back here. It's a thicker glass.
These are pretty well protected.
Well, yeah, it's kind of been an issue where, no offense, but a lot of snotty-nosed kids... Snotty nosed?
Yeah.
Come in.
Think you mean snot nosed.
Thank you, Meredith.
You're welcome, Lyle.
You guys have an interesting rapport.
She's my sister.
Oh, well, that's okay. CVS, it's all in the family.
But anywho, we just need your ID. They're keeping like a state database now if people get them, just so that we can look to this. If someone sets one off in the middle of the holdovers, where it's like, oh, old stinky people watch this movie, or some sort of joke like that. That's kind of unacceptable.
Well, this is my first time buying these. That sounds dangerous. I guess, yeah, I'm good. Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
And it's not just because I wanted to check your ID?
No, I didn't know there was a registry, and maybe I'm not interested in that kind of lifestyle.
I'm happy to hear it, because obviously we've got the cameras on, and there's facial recognition and all that stuff.
There is.
So you're being run through a database right now. Even
really?
Just for asking,
even just
about
looking
it
at them?
Yeah, it's become a pretty huge problem, and kind of the whole city's gotten behind just stopping this kind of, I'll say, horse shit.
Yeah, I was an accountant, but I got a job here because I really believe in this cause. Sorry, I keep butting into your conversation.
Thank you, Meredith.
Sorry, Lyle.
That's okay. I mean, I'm against these two. I was just trying to buy these to get them off the street.
Good for you.
I was going to bury them and crush them and bury them so the stink has nowhere to go.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And maybe wrap them in all the TP that you were buying?
Yeah, I figured this, what better way than... TP and eggs to deaden.
Oh, sorry. I just tripped over. It's a huge basket full of shaving cream. Excuse me.
Oh, is that yours, sir? I think you put a basket
down. Is this yours?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, yeah, it's great for cleaning. You can actually clean a lot with shaving cream. So I'm cleaning a soup kitchen later.
Good for you.
Do you work here?
Yeah. Sorry. Did you want me to get you up off your back? Or are you going to stay down?
Well, if you can help me, I'd like you to.
Like a beetle. You're like a beetle that got turned over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's funny because your legs and arms are moving.
Do you all know each other?
No,
but
I'm sorry. I'll go back to the deodorant.
Okay, fine,
sorry.
Meredith.
Let me flip over on all fours. And
why don't you get up on twos? Get up on twos.
Okay, here's my question. Do you have any more of that long-lasting 24-hour Sudafed?
Take as many as you want. They're just right over there.
Oh, great.
They used to be behind glass, but we ran out of space, so we're using...
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
I have an addiction, and...
To
Sudafed.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you this card. Here.
Okay. A card for me?
Yeah. It's.
Oh, sure.
1-800 try out... No Sudafed. It's just 1-800-TROW on there.
No Sudafed. This is too many letters.
Wait, what number did you say that was? 1-800-TROW?
Well, yeah, it's just 1-800-TROW on there. It's 1-800-TROY-OUT, no more Sudafed.
Oh,
but
I thought
it really
that
always...
was a trout farm.
Oh, that's interesting because I thought it was for my trousers, but I was wrong.
I've been calling the trout farm like crazy.
And what do you get?
Who answers?
Kind of just a busy signal. Just kind of. So I must not be hitting the last number.
I think
number
there
right.
might be a lot of places crossing wires for this, and everybody is calling for different reasons.
I never realized
you
how
know
much
what?
TROU
I'm just
was
go
in.
Ahead and rip these right up. This feels like this is going to be helpful. Okay, well, if everybody's having such an issue,
I wish you the best with your addiction.
Thank
I'm
you so much.
Sorry.
It's not like, you know, I'm still functioning.
Really? Because a moment ago you tripped there, and then you needed to be told to stand up while your legs and feet were...
Yeah, you were
right,
described
but I drove
as a beetle.
My car and made it here.
you were described as a beetle, and I think we all meant, parentheses, dung, beetle.
Implied dung.
Oh.
But that's good.
I don't know if I was implying dung, but maybe I wasn't. I didn't even know it, you
I was
know?
Picturing dung.
And I'm sorry, what does that mean? Dung? Dung? Dumb? Are we saying dumb?
A dung beetle exists off of dung, which is poop.
You fuckers are disgusting. You know what? Keep your Sudafed. I'd rather be clean than hang out with a bunch of sickos like you.
Oh.
Okay, so this person is addicted to meth.
Well, sir.
Where are your, by the way, where are your whoopee cushions? I'd need to get those off the streets.
Okay. Look, looking at you, you fit a profile. We just had a training and you're fitting a profile for sick prankster. I appreciate you even sticking around through that interaction and everything and like kind of helping out because I was worried that that lady was going to get violent with us. But now I have to not allow you to take any more of that stuff.
Oh, come on.
Dad. Ask for some. Come, keep going down the list. Keep going.
Do you guys have any hand buzzers? Little electric handshake buzzers? Vomit?
Yeah.
Fake poop?
I can get you those. It's a five-day wait for the fake poop.
What the hell? What's the deal, CVS? Run a background
check. You okay over there, Lyle?
Meredith, I need help.
Honey, I think we just need to go to Spencer's. They don't have any sort of regulations.
Spencer's? Boy, oh boy. You have a child? You have a child?
I do have a child, and we love to go to Spencer's.
And this is what you're doing? Do you know I gave up my career as an accountant to fight, to wage war on pranks?
It feels like accountant and CVS worker kind of, you know.
Lateral move.
Lateral? Equal?
Yeah, there's another one.
Listen, ma'am.
Yeah?
I don't know what your problem is, but I have a school spirit day tomorrow. And I really need help. And my dad is trying to help me. And
the construction board is over there. Construction paper's over there if you want to just make a sign. What's your school?
It's not that kind of sign. My school is Rosa Parks.
Oh my gosh, your kid is so hopped up on pranks, they can't even remember what their school is.
No, these are just hard questions. These are hard questions.
I'm sorry to distract. Are you coming past here on the way back from Spencer's? Like, is your house, you know what I mean? Because Spencer's is north of here. Is your house south of here?
There's a Spencer's between here and our home, yes.
Would it be inconvenient for you to, because I can't really go in there because of my job here. Can you get me a huge poster of those women from that band Tattoo kissing each other? In the rain?
I guess I could. I don't really know you.
I just really want that poster, but I can't go to Spencer's because of this job.
Why can't you go into Spencer's because of this job? I don't get that.
Well, you know, because it makes me look bad if I'm going around to a place that sells this kind of stuff and it looks like maybe I'm trying to get it elsewhere.
Not in a mean way, but who looks bad to who?
Sorry?
No, I'm sorry. Just looks bad to who?
Meredith?
Yeah, it does look bad to me.
And you guys are in a romantic relationship or?
I'm his sister.
I go to sleep in the same room as her underneath a poster of Army Hammer in it. Well, no, it's before the picture was taken before we knew.
Pre-cannibal.
Oh.
You guys are like two human dung beetles. I think the dung beetle thing is very apropos.
Oh, Dad, you're going to get us started here.
I think it's about everything.
I see dung beetle. I see dung beetle. Instead of dead people.
The sixth sense. I have no tolerance for game today. Your brain ever just not do it?
Yes.
Oh, I feel like I say
the majority of the time.
Sorry to our listeners.
I'm like, I shouldn't have made this guy so normal, just buying all the stuff for his kid.
Yeah, what's going on? I feel so tired today.
Mm-hmm. My eyes are a little sleepy.
Eyes are sleepy?
Like, I feel like my face is a little heavy. Anybody else?
I've been sleeping well all week.
Same.
I don't know what's going on.
What's going
on? Is there
around
a full moon?
No, it's like a Cheshire cat moon past two nights.
Oh. What's that mean?
It looks like the little smile.
Oh.
Cheshire cat smile.
Hello, Peter. Oh, who's he talking to? Hello,
Alice. Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
I have to do a disclaimer. Because I went after the Spitz employees and now the CBS employees. So I feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. And God bless both.
Because.
Amen. Because. Hourly work is very hard.
Yeah, it is true. As hourly work,
it's just
I see you as an aristocrat who looks down on service workers.
Yeah,
off mic, the way you talk, it's not even like you say mean things. It's just more like flippant about it.
Yeah,
you know where it's like, I just see an undercurrent of rudeness there.
Yeah,
I don't even know if it's rudeness. I just it would just be like a like. No, I don't know. I lost it.
I love you. You're perfect.
I don't know how to do it about you.
I'm not
going to
eat there anymore. You're great.
I wish I was you. I love you so much.
Oh, please. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk Japan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're going to Japan for your honeymoon.
I'm going to Japan.
Is that acceptable to
give
talk
us the confirmation yeah, sure, number for your flights?
No.
Give us where you're staying.
No.
Give us your dates.
I don't know what you freaks will do. And I'm talking about the three people in the room, not the people listening.
Right.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I will mail a nice postcard to wherever you are.
Oh, that's God, cute. That would be I should so
get
sweet,
y'all postcard. I mean, I'll get
oh
you some.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, my thanks. God. What?
I want...
I'll send you a postcard from home. I don't want one from your luxurious vacation.
I want something from Japan.
Yeah, I'll get you something in Japan.
Something big.
Something
I'm going to get y'all. Ooh. I want something. I want something.
And
hefty.
I'm talking size and price.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you get us all something huge?
I'm going to give you $50, and I want you to spend your whole trip.
I'll just get you something.
Ooh, let's all give you $50, and you have to pick something to get us.
I just get you something with my own money.
I'll give you a suitcase that you need to fill and bring yeah, yeah, for me.
Anything you would definitely have planned that you're excited for? Yeah.
Yes. In between Tokyo and Kyoto, we're going to go to this place called Hakone, which is like a mountain town. Mm. And we're staying in this hotel where you have your own like little mineral bath in the room. That like is overlooking the outside.
God, it's gonna you're be gonna so be actually magical.
Brined.
I'm gonna be brined. I'm intending
I would
if
never
I,
leave that room.
Yeah, if I don't leave brined, we failed.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that.
Oh, that sounds magical.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm just like, I'm honestly, Talia sent me a couple of bars I got to go to. I sent her
a link on Instagram that said things you can't miss when you go to visit Japan.
So it wasn't your own curated link.
No, but I was just like so excited. I'm like, she's got to know about
that.
All this.
But that Ben Fittich place has come up a bunch of times
really?
Now
See,
in my research.
That's what's good about it. If you like kind of loosely browse each thing, then you kind of see the things that pop up for... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In multiple people's lists or whatever.
I don't know. I just want to see like every shrine and I want to walk a bunch and I want to see gardens and I'm very excited.
Wow.
What's the vibe of you and Devin traveling together? Like is it equal planning? Does someone kind of like take the reins? Do you?
I think
are you
we
pretty
kind
similar in what you like to do?
I think we both do equal prep beforehand, but I don't know if this is on our last international trip, only he did a phone plan. So like we only used his phone. And I felt like that made him a little more the like director of where we were going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We both like to do stuff. I think I might be slightly more like, no, we're going to take this day to just wander.
Yeah,
like you're more of the wanderer.
Discover.
Energy. I'm like a mix of both, but I think because he is also a planner, so maybe I then lean more.
Yeah, I get that.
How would you like, be, and this is open, how would you be on Amazing Race together?
Probably bad.
Bad.
Why? Know. Well, also, what are the things that make you good at Amazing Race?
I don't know. What are they?
I just have never seen it.
Here's what I think is... I've now like focused on this with life. Knowing when you are the leader and when you are the follower in the situation and being accepting of that.
Yeah.
And good at each role.
Yes.
I'm following, so it doesn't mean I'm just quitting. It means I'm helping the leader.
And I'm not questioning everything you're doing because I wish I was the leader. It's like, all right, I'm the follower on this part. Mm-hmm. So you take over and I'll help whatever you want. And then when I'm the leader, that's what I want from you.
Mm-hmm. I think that's that a good description. Okay.
Yeah. I think if I were going to do Amazing Race, I'd do it with someone I'm not quite as close to. Because I think that like the brattiness that I can display to my family is very different than what I would do to someone who is, is not my family.
Sure.
You'd be more entertaining. You'd be brattier with your family, you're saying?
Yeah.
That's better TV, though.
Oh, sure. No, I mean, I guess maybe it would be fun to watch, but like, I think but I can get much more frustrated with family than I can.
That's so interesting.
It's not nice, but it's just the.
But it's the way it's the truth. Yeah. It's the way it totally goes.
It's like the circle of safety where you're like, oh, well, I know you're safe, so I can like have this. Uh-huh. I mean, Tim.
Yeah. And I can't just ditch you. I can't just be like, well, this doesn't work for me. Bye.
It's
this will be perpetually frustrating for however long because we are connected.
Totally.
Yeah totally. Interesting. What do you think you'd be good at in the Amazing Race?
I get, let's see. Well, my first instinct is what I'd be bad at, which is I get like overwhelmed pretty easily. Mm-hmm. And I can be like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But if I have like a direct, like, oh, this, this, and this, mm-hmm. I think I know how to do it. Great. But I like need my partner to be like, okay, let's do it. Right. I'm like really bad at thinking I know the answer and suggesting it and being ignored. Mm-hmm. Or like it's specifically ignored.
That's
or
hard,
like
though.
Talked over. Like I hate that stuff.
Totally.
So that's, but I think when I do know a thing, I'm like smart about it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm smart about when I don't know and right. like when to shut up.
Right.
Yeah.
Which right. is a thing that wasn't always true about me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But like learning when it's time
to take a backseat.
Yeah. Yeah. I also am, we had stressful travels growing up. My mom would take me and my brother to Israel, which mm-hmm. is like a crazy trip.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's really long, and I hate traveling alone. I can't imagine bringing two kids. Hmm. But I, because it was so stressful for her, like once I got old enough, I think I kind of learned through that to be pretty chill. And my brother is that way too. Where he's like, be patient, have an answer, but you can't just be like stressed about mm-hmm. a non-existent mm-hmm. truth. Mm-hmm. Like, what if we missed the flight? Whatever. It's like, then we miss it, and then we'll figure it out. But like, you can't.
Ooh, yeah,
I'm good at like. Lowering the stakes mm-hmm. when people are freaking out a little bit.
Uh-huh. Noise. Uh-huh. I will say what Devin and I are good at is I think we both move at the same pace in a travel situation. Mm. So I feel pretty locked and loaded as a team of like, we're getting our bags into this thing. We're going to walk faster than everyone else to the gate.
It seems like you guys would be good at it.
I feel like we are mm-hmm. good. I am very happy to like have him as my travel team partner. I think we have similar sensibilities of what we want to mm-hmm. do, how we want to do it.
Yeah.
Susie Barrett used to do this thing called the UCB Odyssey, and she would put together like a huge scavenger hunt that all the house teams.
I know,
would do.
I always felt left out.
I'm sorry. It was fun, but also like heated.
Oh and God!
I have strong memories of like people on my team. Like there was one that was like you had to putt something uh-huh. at the bat caves, like where the you know.
Oh yeah, great.
And somebody just walked up and immediately grabbed a putter, and it was the shortest one. On my team. And so, like, we couldn't really do it. And, like, that shit drives me crazy. Like, that's a big pet peeve of mine where it's like, oh, you ruined it for everybody who was doing it the right way. And now we have to do your thing.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of thing I get very resentful about. And that's where I could be a bad teammate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where, like, if I feel you like made I a mistake, see the flaw in this. And, like, now we're fucked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, mistakes through just, like, whoops, I did the wrong thing. I don't really mind. But mm-hmm. mistakes through, like, ego or rudeness, I can't let go of.
Mm-hmm. No, I get that. Mm-hmm. Do you think mm-hmm. you would be good on The Amazing Race?
Yeah. I think I'm good at dealing with strangers, and mm-hmm. I'm really good at logic puzzles.
Wow.
So I'm fast at solving the logic stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I'm usually pretty good at like dealing with... I feel like I'm usually pretty easily accepted. You know, so I'm like... Because I show up and I'm kind and smile.
Yeah.
People seem to... I can get around pretty easy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I get scared and frustrated as well. So that would be hard.
Yeah.
But I think logic puzzles would be great. Yeah.
Logic puzzles. That's not my strength. Kid,
what's an example?
Like any of those like visual slider things I can do.
Oh my gosh. You should go on Survivor.
Yeah, maybe. I would hate it.
Are you good in like escape rooms?
Mm-hmm.
I've never done those are so hard for me.
Yeah, I'm
one of the people in escape rooms where I'll just be like, I'm like, thinking about other things mm-hmm. like I'm not even helping anymore. I don't know how to help.
I get very frustrated because I maybe like Dan like am quietly logically thinking about things, and sometimes people are like running around yelling, and you're making it harder, you're ruining the logical approach to this, and like trust me, I'm getting pretty close, but stop ruining it. That really bothers me. I don't like flailing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I will internally flail, but I never really externally flail. And so when other people do it, bothers me.
Yeah.
Because I like work really hard to not.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? Yeah. So it's like maybe not a fair expectation of other people, but it is one of my little frustrating areas.
Yeah. I get that.
Like, I can't believe you're putting all your anxiety on me. Don't you just hold it in?
Stuff it like down.
Like I do.
Yeah. Welcome back to The Amazing Race. We're back to our final two pairs in Tulum, Mexico.
wow, it's beautiful. I can't wait. Dude, we are going to knock this out of the park.
Yeah. Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, 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 ha. Team Funny. Team Funny here to win. Ha, 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 ha. Dude, we're so much funnier than this other team. It's crazy.
I mean, I've been laughing this whole time.
Absolutely. I'm having a gasp. Ha, 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 ha.
Team Funny discusses the plan for the day.
Okay, so first, we'll go get a coffee and a croissant. Absolutely. Really get us started.
Oh my God, I love
we'll
that.
Do a couple pranks. Oh. Ha, 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 ha. And then we'll really get after it.
Absolutely.
We'll like make people think we're not serious,
yes,
but really, we're oh my go
God,
for it.
I love that. God, you're so good at making plans. You are my leader.
Ugh, and you are also my leader when it's not my day.
Okay, when it's not your day.
Okay, yeah, I've looked through all the rules. There's nothing about being funny that's part of the like winning this game. So we're fine. We don't have to be funnier than them. I don't know why they keep talking about it.
We should be trying to make each other laugh immediately. That clearly is what is going to get us over the edge. It's going to make us get to the end of the race.
I can't look, honey. I can't unnaturally think you're funny when you're not funny. Ooh. You know what I mean?
But you can try.
They're imploding.
God damn it. Their laughs are like daggers to my fucking heart.
You really think those are real laughs? Does that feel real to you? Oh, really?
God, those are like belly laughs.
Well, look, I think the more important thing is just we need to like, we got to get to the end of this, all right?
Okay,
it's just about timing.
Of course
it's
I want to get to the end of this.
I don't want
to
be rude, but just about holding the map up the right way
for me?
In stressful times and stuff like that.
Oh, what if the map has a silly voice?
Hey, Shucker. You want to read me? Oh, you want to... babe.
Team Unfunny really struggling to get along. It feels like at the start of this competition, they have friction that's going to slow them down. Let's check back in with Team Hilarious. We're on the same page.
The same page. And this pastry, great lamination.
That's right. Who laminates a pastry?
Who
but
does
I like
that?
It.
I do too.
Sorry. I feel like, can we take the bug out of our ear? I can hear the voiceover guy calling us Team Unfunny. Is that part of the show always, or is that a new thing?
I feel like it's a prank that Team Hilarious did to us. Because they're so fucking clever and smart like that.
Stop.
Listen, I have an idea.
Okay.
Look at I'm going to take my hands down and I'm going to make my butt say that.
You're going to take your pants down and do it?
Like my butt cheeks.
No,
these
I know.
Jeans
it's
are too tight.
Visceral. It's too visceral. Ace Ventura had his pants on when he did it.
He had his pants on? I don't remember that part of the movie.
Oh my God, she's going full Ventura over
her
there.
Her butt is
full
out.
Nude
though.
Ventura.
Full moon.
A woman.
Oh.
Whoa.
Isn't the
woman.
Whole part of the, isn't the funny part that my
but
whole,
she's just
that whole
conversation.
My butthole is my nose or my mouth?
I'm not going to have the conversation with your hole. You need to pull your pants up, turn around, and talk to me face to face. Come on.
I'm nervous.
What the fuck? This is like, I've never seen this side of you. Literally, but also figuratively.
He's never seen her butt?
Team Hilarious. Really doing fine. Team Unfunny farting on each other and
I'm
having a miserable day.
I'm taking this out of my ear. I'm taking
yeah,
this out of
too,
my ear.
Me too. It's not helping. You're right. It's not helping.
Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. It's just a lot to process right now. I think what we have to do, we have to make it
you know
to
what?
A certain...
You're right, it is a lot to process. Maybe you should try to make me laugh.
I'm
Uh-oh, he's frozen. I'm keeping my earpiece all the way.
No, I love it.
Team Hilarious has it all together while Team Unfunny cannot figure out what to do.
Right this way, folks. The bus is leaving in 1 minute. 1 minute for the bus to Tulum Beach.
Tim Tulum Beach. I've always wanted to go.
Okay, I think they're doing a thing where they're trying to get us on the wrong bus here, so we go the wrong direction. I think that's Team Hilarious.
Yes, the real bus to Tim Tum Tulum Beach is right this way. The Santa Claus bus to Tim Tulum Beach.
Ho. Ho, ho.
Are you ready, Rudolph?
Yes, Santa.
Good. Did you guys see the buses ready to go?
Don't miss the bus, and don't think too hard.
We're going to get right on the front door here.
Do teams work together?
What's that?
Do teams work together on Amazing Race?
I don't think so.
I've been meaning to tell you, when you got your full butt out, I thought it was so funny. What a risk to take, you know?
They're poisoning the world.
You're the funny one. You're the funny one.
You're the funny one. Every relationship has one.
I've always known that I was the funny one, but I've been too afraid to just take my pants down and let my butt cheeks.
I'm not going to argue with this. I just want to say, as a side note, my comedy comes from much more like natural reactions and observations. While
Team Unfunny clearly holding an anchor.
Oh my gosh, I see the finish line. I see the finish line.
Go, go, go. All right, let's go.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh my God, how did they get a Santa sleigh in here?
Run, Beach. Run. Pull your pants up. We have to run.
No, it's not funny if my pants are on my butt. The whole thing is that my butt should be out and my cheeks should be doing all the work.
I can barely, I've never had to say this. I can barely hear you over the idea of your farts.
Look at her running. I can't even focus on running towards the finish line myself.
Doing it. Just keep going.
They are funny. Well, she is.
This is humiliating. My parents are watching this. Everyone at work. I'm sorry. That was me. That one's me.
Stop. Look where we are.
Uh-oh. They're so close.
The finish line.
Oh, my God.
And those idiots were too distracted by my butt.
We lost.
We lost.
I wish I could be happy, but I'm really humiliated.
What?
It's really embarrassing what you did.
The whole
out there.
Thing was you said to me, our relationship isn't going to last. We have to test it by going on Amazing Race. So I did that. And then you were like, God, there's that funny tea. And I was like, and then I did the funny.
This just in, huge update. While Team Unfunny did cross the finish line first and are technically our winners, Sia has called in having loved Team Hilarious so much and wants to put up double the winning money.
Whoa!
I want to laugh with Team Hilarious!
Hilarious!
That's maybe what Sia sounded like on the phone. I wasn't there personally.
Scene. Or should I say Sian?
Sia.
Is Sia related to that show?
No, but Sia, I'm pretty sure it's Sia, always does this like fan favorite thing for Survivor where she does like a $10,000 prize for like the person she thought was the nicest or something. Yeah.
That's nice.
Just like
nice.
What? I think that it started when this one contestant like refused to kill a chicken or something and they were maybe just a vegetarian or just an animal. But Sia loved it and gave money to that.
Wow. Oh,
and ever since she like still does that. I think.
Wow.
She has the big hair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got huge hair.
Is
no eyes.
Is it interesting that the one thing we know about her is she can't see you through her hair? Is that interesting?
Sia, have you ever realized you can't see you in Italy? You can't see you.
You can't
see anything through your hair.
Oh my God, at the beginning
it looked like
of
spaghetti.
That?
What is so confusing about the Sia? You can't see you.
Oh my God, you gotta take that
popsicle
on the road.
I've tried.
You at the beginning of that.
I wanted to yell back, hell yeah. I don't know what happened, but...
And then that laugh came out.
Oh my God, that was
perfect.
It took over me. It just came out. Oh, it really surprised me.
Aristocrat.
Do you love... Oh, no.
Yeah, you're an aristocrat.
It was very aristocratic.
Damn.
The aristocrats.
It was pretty highbrow.
Yeah.
Of a laugh.
Thanks, Talia.
I got you guys.
Well, I tell you, I think we did a happy hour today.
I think so.
We did 1 hour. I'm happy.
Sorry, I was happy to be with you guys.
It's been an hour.
They should be sorry to you.
We have such a huge megaphone on here. If we're mistreated, we have to let everyone know.
Yes.
So
that it works. I've gotten zero replies.
What about like, you know, gifts and stuff for people, from people trying to make amends?
Nobody's tried to make amends.
They must have lost my address or something. Huh. Not sure.
But we prevail because we're the bigger people on this
one.
That's right. That's right.
All we're doing is laughing. All you can do is laugh in the face of, I would say, strife, stress,
tragedy.
But thank you all for being here again. Thanks to Tim Blaine for our theme song, Annie Wu for our logo, Trenton Oliver for editing.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say?
What should we promote? I mean, Yeti.
Yeti.
I just did a Yeti show.
Oh, my God. It was
a little too much fun, question mark?
It was so much. It's one of the funnest shows I've done in a while.
Devin and I spent part of our Valentine's Day dinner talking about how great it was and specifically how great you were.
You brought such a joy to it.
Really? It was so fun. Absolutely. I had so much fun.
And the audience really went wild for Ryan at the end.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It was really lovely.
It was really crazy. It was like the hottest crowd ever.
Oh, they're so truly obsessed with that. I know.
They were lovely.
So come see Yeti at the Elysian Theater the second Sunday of every month.
Yes, mm-hmm. Or at the UCB Theater.
UCB Theater the third, fourth?
Oh,
Thursday?
No. Thursday.
Every month.
Yeah, just check the UCB website. It's either the third or fourth, and it is Yeti on a Thursday.
Yeti for real?
Yeah, that's the Yeti for real is there. Yeti or not at the Elysian. Okay.
And Big Grande is going to be at the Elysian tonight, if you're listening to this today.
Saturday. No, we're there Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Yeah. Excuse me, Saturday. So if you're listening the day after this came out, we'll be there tonight. And if you're in Los Angeles, come on out. We're performing with
Fuck This Month.
It's a great show.
It used to be fourth Sunday of every month, as far as I know.
That's so fun.
Yeah. So fun.
Plenty of stuff, plenty of live shows, plenty of fun.
I wish I knew somebody I could get in on that show. I could get a ticket to that show.
Oh, my God.
On Saturday night?
No, I'm busy.
Damn.
No.
Cold-blooded.
No, I just got nagged.
No, I want to come to... I mean, yeah, I have to babysit my daughter, but...
babysit.
But I want to come to another Big Grande show really badly. I feel like
anytime.
The last time I saw you guys perform was your videos.
Yeah, same. Mm.
Like your play. Your improvised plays, which I just love. But I want to see you guys live. I want to see that hot Big Grande energy in person.
Energy. So fun.
And they got new heavy chairs at UCB, so it should be fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were having fun with them on Monday.
Like the stage chairs?
It's the same type of chair, but they're like a little heavier.
Oh, no.
So it's just kind of funny.
Good.
Change our minds on a bunch of edits and tag outs that you have to sit in.
That's funny.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We hope you had a happy hour. We did. And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We'll see you next week.
Give a stranger a kiss today for us.
Well,
bye.